Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, everyone. Welcome to PGN. It's Tuesday evening, June 14th, 22. Good to be here. Hope everyone's having a good week since last we met. And God bless you. Thank you for bringing your faith to the house of the Lord in a very unique and uncumbersome way, but for the glory of God. And we just thank the Lord for the portal of his presence and his people and his praise unto PGN and all of its network. So we thank you, Father, for this opportunity to gather in one accord, to gather in your name, Father. We set our place, our faith, at the place of your altar, God. And we thank you, Father God, just for unity, Lord, for your word, Father, brings forth unity. Lord, that your word in Psalms 133 says, do delight, and how great, Lord, and delightful it is that we dwell in unity with brothers and sisters one for another, Father God. So we thank you, Father God, that as we behold you, God, that we would be able to behold the good and the pleasant things of the Lord by dwelling together in unity, Father. So we thank you, Lord, for your word. Again, Father, we thank you, Lord, for your precious oil. It run down those things where we thank you, Lord, may it reach all of us. And we thank you for your place of Zion that is dear and near to your heart and your eye, and that you are ever preserving and providing and protecting, Father. So we thank you for that, Lord. In Jesus' name, we dedicate this night to you, this evening to you, and our time to you. That you'd be glorified, Lord, that you would just use me as you see fit, Lord, for your glory. Let it be done, Father God, and let me just be yielding and surrendered unto you in every way, Lord, body, soul, and spirit, even my vocal cords, Father. And I just thank you, Lord, that we would give you glory and honor, that you would be esteemed, that people would be strengthened by your grace, strengthened by your presence, Lord, and growing in the knowledge of you, Father, and even nourishing roots tonight as well, Father. We thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, again, thank you, everyone. I know there's a couple things going on across the nation here. We're having a heat wave. There's also primaries in the United States in five different states, and one of them being my state, South Carolina. And although I know North Carolina had their primaries last month, And Texas is another one of them. So I didn't realize that. I was on there checking to see the results because we actually have a friend who's in ministry that is running for the state house. So our community is growing and we have more, they're opening up more places within the state senate for, to legislate. So I was checking that, but no final results as of yet. So anyways, thank you again for joining us. God bless you. And so what I want to talk about briefly this evening is the Lord's providence. So, and I just want to broaden maybe our perspective on that scripturally, how he made supply and providence. And in that as well is also some preservation. And provision. He makes preservation and provision of that as well. But he does that on a very large spectrum because he is God. And he does it even across the globe and across the nations does he make provision. So let's start there and then work our way in, so to speak. So in Psalm 132, it says, the caption there says, the eternal dwelling of God in Zion. So verse 13 says, for the Lord has chosen Zion. He has desired it for his dwelling place. So all begun in Israel and all will end in Jerusalem as well. Israel and Jerusalem, the cradle of all civilization, as one might say. Verse 14, this is my resting place forever. Here I will dwell for I have desired it. 15, I will abundantly bless her provisions, and I will satisfy her poor with bread. So, Father, wow, we just thank you, Lord, for that. And then also in Psalm 48, where it says the glory of God in Zion. So we know that this is his dwelling place from generation to generation, and we read it all through the Old Testament and to the New Testament, how he actually governs the nations, which is part of God's providence in governing, is that he can govern the nations and provide for them, right? So we know Israel is on his, in his eye and on his heart and his affections, and he will accomplish. Now that is his will, and he's sharing it with him. That is his plan, and he will accomplish that. He has a purpose for it, which that part may or may not be revealed, but he has chosen them, right? And so in reference, if we parallel ourselves to how he's chosen us, right, because we came to the Lord as the Holy Spirit opened our understanding, and with the faith that we were given, be able to humbly receive the Lord. But in some ways, you know, there was a predestination there in some sense where he knew we were going to choose him. Do we have a free will? Yes, absolutely, every day. We do have a free will to choose or abide and dwell. So absolutely, absolutely we do. Okay, so his providence to govern over the nations. And there's also a preservation as well, a little bit of a preservation in that, because we can see, too, when the prophetic word comes forth, and even it did in the Old Testament when he spoke to the prophets and they brought that forth, there was some provision in the prophetic word. But there's also preservation. There was something about what he was preserving to the people, either to the individual or to the nation. If that particular individual, like Elijah, was serving the nations and bringing glory to God, then there's a preservation on the word that's coming forth as well. You know, there might be an abundant provision, but also certainly a preservation for the glory of God, for faith and glory, and for, you know, him to be known and this establishment and rooting into creation in and of itself. So he preserves all of creation, and because we, you and I, are created in his image. We bear his image. That's how he's created us and fashioned us and refined us to bear his image so that we could bear his name. Certainly, if he watches over even creation in and of itself, another part of his provision is that he has the power over nature itself, right? Over storms. He has power and authority over these things. You know, the rain, so to bring forth the harvest, to bring forth food for us, he has the power to do this. How much more, even in Matthew, how much more, you know, the sparrows, right? If he knows one to fall, how much more value do you have, and that his eye is upon you to care for you and in your worth? Now, that's a very personal provision as well, but it's also, if we zoom out, he's also, you know, making provisions for the nations because it's his plan. It's sort of his will and his plan. We might not always know. It could be, and it is his purposes as well. So his will and his plan are his purposes, although his purposes aren't always understood to you and I necessarily. You know, that might not, we might not know exactly why or understand all of that. However, once we understand, if he's revealing to us his will and his plan, that's all we need to know, okay? That's enough for us, for him to say, like, you're included in this. Somehow you're a part of this, and I'm letting you know ahead of time. And so we become a part and partners with him in his will and in his plan. And it ultimately, on us, it's for his purpose. We're doing it for his purpose, that he might receive the glory, that he might receive the honor. So in the Old Testament, and then of course when we read in Acts, we see he did things more so in the community at large. And we don't always see that necessarily here. I mean, I don't, maybe it's just the region I'm in. I'm not sure. I'm in your state, so I guess speaking across the globe here. I mean, I certainly do read things from other ministries. Again, I was saying a few weeks ago, but even read something this week of another ministry going to, I forget what nation it was, but there were like 4,000 people showed up. There were hundreds of people came to know the Lord. And we just don't have those kinds of things here in America that I'm aware of, again, at this particular, on the East Coast, South Carolina, where I am. I don't have the privilege to see, and I call it privilege because God is at work in that. I don't have the privilege to see the Lord working in the community at large in such a large function like that and making provision, right? So just like the disciples seen Jesus feed 5,000, then he feeds 4,000, right? And him making provision and providing for the whole community at large. We just don't have data. I mean, most of us don't. I can't speak for everyone, but I know I just don't have the data in my mind and in my references for what that's going to look like. Do I know that he can do it? Yes, I do. And he has a will and he has a plan. And if he dispenses that and comes forth with that, then that is his provision, his providence, if you will, for him going before us. And just like Joseph, very similar to Joseph, that was the providence of God to go ahead of the people, even though it looked like Joseph's life was stalling. It was still, if we just look at it at providence for the community to be fed, just look at Joseph's life just for that one element of, okay, when we know Joseph's story, we just kind of put on the backboard, moved to the forefront the whole community and the famine that they were going through and how God was going to use Joseph and how he, the providence of God on Joseph's life. And we think when we look at it, and we do see this, is, wow, he was stalled here. Oh, my gosh, you were in prison for that long. Oh, my goodness, that person forgot about you. What the heck? I mean, it's like trying to play ping pong and the ball just is not going over the net. Like, you keep hitting the net. You keep hitting the net. You're not going anywhere. And so, but yet, the providence of God, he had him in the right place at the right time and the right season for the right reason. I know I got that from Ken Clement. That just came to me now. I wasn't planning to prepare that. But I say that, I mean, I believe the Lord had me say that to say to you, to say to myself, so I could hear it as well, is that we likewise are chosen from the Lord, just like Israel was in the nation, right? Well, we are chosen to be his, to bring him glory. That is his will and his plan for us. And that we are here for such a time as this. That is for the purposes of God in your life. So may we all glorify him and you know, what we put our hands to do, how we pray, how he would have us intercede, what words, you know, of encouragement that we might give to our neighbors, you know, what we might sing forth to honor his name, to worship him, to worship Jesus. Some people aren't even worshiping Jesus anymore. I mean, Jesus is becoming murky to so many people, you know, and he's not, the deity is being murky and washed down and diluted that people, and because of that, what happens is when they take on this wrong belief or hearsay, however you want to say, is they're no longer worshiping Jesus. You know, and so there's this element here where we actually really tend to worship the Lord and his fullness. Okay, so, his providence is his continued work with the universe and his relationship with the universe. So all of creation, that's what his providence is for, is that he has this continued relationship with all of creation. And so my point being is that you and I are created in the image of God. We bear his name. How much more is he not going to care for us, right? And we ask of him that he would contend with those things and we yield to his sovereignty over all that occurs, right? So even the sparrows, God has perfect knowledge of man. And Psalm 139, 139, verse 16 says, "And I saw, your eyes saw my substance being yet formed, and in your book they were all written, and the days were fashioned for me, and you were, when as yet there were none of them." So again, you're here for such a time as this. So praise God for that. So he has providence over even animals. Look at how the animals got in the days of Noah. Look at how the animals got to the ark because of God's providence over them to bring preservation to what he created. Thank you, Lord. Okay, so it's providence over the animals. There is also providence in prayer. We see that also in Joshua, when the sun and the moon stood still. We thank you for that. There's providence in miracles. Certainly there's, as we spoke of in our faith, our partnership with humans, which is you and I, and our faith as well, a persistence in prayer, providence in that, miracles of providence, and the purposes as well of his miracles are to glorify him and even establish the supernatural on earth. You know, and I was reading a couple of verses and I didn't write them down. I was talking about the people of God and what great joy they had that came forth when God was revealing and providing for them. It's like the whole community shouted for joy. And wouldn't that be an amazing testimony for God making provision for the community and just the people shouting for joy, having joy in the midst of it, you know, having this joy and this utterance and praise and glory given to God. And that it was noticeable for the community to see that it's noticeable. And why and how that would be is to give him the praise for his providence, you know, because his providence can be general and it can be specific. So we thank you for that, God. Okay, so we're just going to close by reading Ephesians. Ephesians 1. So in him, Ephesians 11, in him, also, we have obtained an inheritance, being predestined according to the purpose of him who works all things according to the counsel of his will, that we who first trusted in Christ should be to the praise of his glory. Amen. Amen. Let it be so. And let's, you know, meditate on that as well in Jesus' name. And, you know, when God spoke of himself, even Jesus spoke in the New Testament and the Gospels, and he, you know, was claiming to be God, right? Jesus was claiming to be God, and that's ultimately why they killed him, is because he claimed to be God, and they considered that to be blasphemy, and that's why they were killing him. They wanted to stone him, you know, and when he said the words that he is I am, he was actually revealing, so this is interesting. So he was revealing not only because, okay, so we read this in the New Testament account, I think it's in Matthew or John, in the New Testament account where he talks about, and then he says, and he reveals himself saying, I am, just as Moses, right, and I am. So the Jewish people in that particular century would have known that he was referring to, in the Old Testament, he's referring to himself as God, that he was God, that him and the Father were one. And this was disturbing to the people who heard it, if you will, that stood before him. But he was saying, so within this name of I am, is that he reveals his personal identity of his name, which is Yahweh. And we spell it, so there's certain things in the Jewish and then in the Greek and how it's spelled. So we spell it and say it as I just did, Yahweh, Y-A-H-W-E-A. But there's also, we actually add a letter so that we can pronounce it. But in the Greek, it's not, they don't have the one particular letter that we say. So it's actually hard to, not necessarily even hard to pronounce, but it's something that is the utterance of it and its pronunciation is actually literally, if you look at it to interpret it, it's actually unknown. So I find this very fascinating that he would reveal his personal name, but yet we still cannot, even in our own language, grasp how to pronounce that. Not only can we, you know, grovel with the reality of his deity, but we can't even, as humans, even pronounce his name. It's almost like saying, nobody can really touch me if you want. Like, there's no, like, I'm one of you. I'm going to give you enough so that you will be sustained and preserved as mine. But yet, at the same time, nobody really can touch me in my existence and in who I am, right? Because it says God is spirit. He revealed himself as man, but as an invisible God. And nobody really can touch him. So I think it's interesting that how he reveals himself in a personal way, but yet still declaring this existence, saying, I'm far beyond truly your language. I'm far beyond truly your comprehension. And how you want to limit me and source me out is just not going to happen, you know, but I'm going to reveal enough of my identity for you to make a choice, for it to matter in your life so that I can transform you so that you can grasp it and hold on to it and the truth of it, you know. And I just think it's beautiful. And I've actually been in worship singing that song, Yahweh, Yahweh, is and just singing it to at your name. And so and he declares, let me see, I don't know if they're going to read the scripture right here that talks about, so he's talking about this in Psalm 49. He's talking to those who have yet come to know the Lord. This is for a listener who has yet come to know the Lord. It says, those who trust in their wealth and boast in the multitude of their riches, none of them, and that's italicized them, can by any means redeem his brother, nor give to God a ransom for him. For the redemption of their soul is costly. So I'm just gonna, you know, for those of you who may not see your need yet, you know, may you take heed to the word of God, because he loves the nations. He loves Israel. He has providence over nature and all of creation, including yourself. So we praise God and we welcome you and invite you to receive the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, and be in continued fellowship with him as you're growing in the knowledge and the realities of his love for you. Let me just play some of this song. I'm not even going to play the whole thing, but just so you can hear that. If this all goes. Okay, hold on one second. Okay. Okay, that's all I'm going to play. So praise God for that. Thank you, Father God. May we lift up your praise here in this place, God, in this house, God, and everyone, wherever they are, God, in their cars, in their house, in their dwelling place. May they lift up your name. And Yahweh, Yahweh, we love to sing your praises, God. So we thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father, for the ability to bring forth our breath, Lord, to sustain your praise, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, let's open up the first phone line here. We have 502-548. Good evening. This is Greg from Kentucky.
Yes, it is. Yes.
Okay, good call. All right. I hope I got it. Okay, awesome. Well, thank you for joining us. God bless you. And let's pray. Thank you. Father, we thank you, Lord, for Greg in Jesus' name, Lord. We thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We just lift him up to your altar, God, in Jesus' name, Father God. We thank you, Lord. Let him be found swimming in your praise, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, filling him up in the fullness of Christ, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God, even for your water and your spirit to give testimony unto him, Father God, to keep him afloat, Father God, to even preserve him and keeping him afloat and preserving him. God, that the things of and the nature of the things that crawl on the ground, Lord, like the snakes and the scorpions, Lord, that you lift him up to preserve him, God, to preserve his way and his step, God, in Jesus' name. We thank you for it, Lord, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God, for the fullness of your glory, Lord, and the fullness of your Holy Spirit surrounding him and filling him, Father God, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father God, for the waters, Lord. Thank you, God, for the waters in Jesus' name. I think there's a verse in Isaiah 43, 42. Let me see if I can. Let's see. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness and for your care, God. Yes, when you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow you. When you walk through the fire, you shall not be burned, nor shall the flame scorch you. God also makes a way in the sea and a path through the mighty waters. Thank you, God. Yeah. So verse 43, if you read, because I know this is not chopped up, but in segments, because I just put the word water in there. This is because I give you waters in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. I give a drink to my people, my chosen. So praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So we thank you, Father, for the waters, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, for everything that is supplied within the waters, God, the nutrient, the oxygen, Lord, thank you, God, the restoration, even the restoring and reviving and renewing, God, all of it, God, every supply that the waters bring, we thank you. We thank you, God, for surrounding him and covering him and filling him. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Oh, very cool.
Very cool, yeah. I spent a lot of time around water this past weekend, as a matter of fact.
Oh, did you?
Good. Waterfall, beautiful waterfall. And, beautiful area.
Is that
in North Carolina, actually.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, was that in North, or not North Carolina, I was going to say, was that in Kentucky? Waterfall, very
no,
nice.
Yeah. Yeah, Jennifer's in North Carolina. I was up there with her this weekend.
Oh, very good. Very nice.
You'll probably be talking to her in a few minutes.
Yeah, I do see her on there and a couple people.
Yeah.
Yeah. So North Carolina. Now, I know Rhonda one time, I think she's with us tonight too, but I think Rhonda mentioned they took her mother-in-law to, where in North Carolina?
She's near Asheville.
Was the waterfall in?
Oh, okay. Weaverville.
Oh,
it's Lake Louise. There's a lake called Lake Louise, and it's the over. It's actually the overflow from that lake. It's not big, but it's really pretty.
Oh, okay. Very nice. Yeah, I think Rhonda mentioned one time a waterfall they took her mother-in-law to, and I don't remember the. She mentioned it.
There's
something called.
Or
I have it written
probably
down.
Probably hundreds. Yeah.
Of waterfall.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool. So that
very,
is kind of cool.
We had a good time.
The board, yes. That is, it's interesting.
It always is.
Oh. Yes, it is, isn't it? So is there anything that we can pray with you for or agree in prayer with?
I mean, it's mostly good. I just, for some reason, the last couple of weeks have been higher stress than usual. My mom is here staying for a couple of months because she comes up from Florida and stays. And sometimes it can be stressful because she kind of invades space and makes me feel like a guest in my own home. And then just kind of compounds everything. It's like the least little stressor just kind of adds to the pile. So
mm-hmm.
I just trying to be better about, you know, having a better heart and being more like Jesus whenever we have these little issues of them trying to overtake my space, so to speak. But that would be a big help, yeah, because some days it's a struggle.
Okay. I know sometimes as parents, because I have adult children, sometimes as parents it is what we need to be reminded of is that our children are adults. And so it's good to speak up for yourself, I think, especially if it's your home, is what I'm encouraging you to do. Not that you're going to offend her, but there's just a certain place, like, I don't know, I can't speak for necessarily a dad, but for a mom, sometimes you just automatically, your heart spills over into motherhood. And sometimes that doesn't translate well to an adult, especially adult male.
No. Yeah, my dad passed in 06, so she's with her husband. She got remarried a few years later, but
okay.
He kind of rubs me the wrong way, too.
Okay.
Just to be honest.
It's good to be. Yeah, no, it's good to be. I would just encourage you to be, like, as if they were friends. You know, like mutual, they are mutual adults. I mean, it is your mother and you're going to do it respectfully, speak the truth in love, but it's also, I think, good to, because they need to hear that sometimes, you know? I mean,
yeah.
Sometimes I need to hear it because I don't know sometimes when I'm doing it, you know, like where I'm being too motherly, if you will, you know? And anyways, So let me pray for that. So I'm just encouraging you to. So Father, we just thank you, Lord, for Greg, Lord, just opening up his home and hosting his mom and his stepdad, Father, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for the time to be a blessing, Lord. We pray that it would not be stressful for Greg, Father, in Jesus' name. Lord, we ask for creative solutions and creative communication between them, Father God, that he might be able to speak, Lord, in such a way, Lord, that has grace, Lord, and truth and love, God, but also unlocks a type of freedom and a type of release, Lord, where, you know, I don't know if you're stuffing it, but those things wouldn't, he wouldn't be capping things off, God. So we thank you, Lord, just for bringing forth the communication and the unity, Lord, and the preservation on their relationship, Father God. But even if it needs to transpire into something different, God, let it turn easy, kind of like with taffy, you know, when they start to make the taffy, it's a little bit hard in movement, but then once it gets the momentum, it turns into something very sweet and very useful. So we thank you, Father. And thank you, Lord, for bringing it forth, God, and just adding peace to it, In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Well, God bless you. Thank you for joining us.
God bless you, too. Thank you.
All right. Well, okay. Bye. We're going to have two in there. So it's going to open everybody's phone line all at the same time. Okay, 205-531. Good evening. Is this Julia May?
Yes, it is.
Hey there. How are you doing?
Just fine. Just hot in Alabama, like you were.
I was just, that's so funny that you said that. I was just going to ask you, are you guys getting that heat wave there, too?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, that was crazy today. Crazy weather. Okay. Well, let me pray for you, Father. We just thank you for Julia May, Father. We thank you for Alabama as well, Lord. We thank you for your people, God, that are precious, or the people that are precious that are standing on your promises. God, we thank you for that, God, for the preservation of the people who are precious, that are standing on your promises, Father. We thank you. I'm seeing the community of the people standing on the promises of God. And some of them are standing like it's a generational thing, you know, like they're carrying on. And I don't know if some of this has to relate to you. I don't know. I've never talked about like your mom and your grandma and such forth. But standing on the promises of what was being brought forth from generations before and carrying it forth into the land now and speaking it forth and carrying it forth, you know, bringing forth, you know, maybe a baton type of thing, you know, like the race runners pass the baton. So we thank you for that, Father, in the name of Jesus. There is something very honoring in it because it's almost as if it's almost as if these people are standing in the community, they're standing, it's on a generational thing, but it's almost like, not military type of thing, but something like that in a type of honoring preservation, honoring the preservation of it as well. I don't know if there's a specific word for that. Maybe it's uniformed. Maybe it's uniformed. Maybe that's it. Uniformed. Thank you, Father God. Yeah. So it's a serious ceremony, but it's like it's not just flippant. There's something very maybe that's that uniformed. So maybe some of these promises overlap and that they're being spoken forth and coming forth. And, you know, so as I'm saying this, things are coming forth. I mean, that the, so over Israel, you know, they have the dome of the, or they have that dome thing. So when people shoot rockets, the dome, and it's like this, you can't really see it, but it is very active and it exists. I mean, like when it happens, you've seen it exist. So it's almost like these people in the community, and I'm not even sure, Julia May, why I'm giving you outside, not outside word, but a community, a communicative word to you, is that these people are almost creating a net over Alabama and almost like it being the dome of the rock, but there's something very like uniformed in the promises. Maybe that's in the things that are coming forth and bringing forth and being spoken into the heavenlies are creating like a dome over Alabama. So we thank you for that, Father God, in Jesus' name. We thank you for the preservation. We thank you for the providence of these prayers, the providence of the promise coming forth for such a time as this, Father God, that it's going to be a net and a covering for many, Father God. And we just thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. And even though these people are praying, some of them are even praying individually because the word just prompted them or unctioned them, or they knew to pick up the promise that was yet fulfilled in the family line and continue to bring that forth. But they will see later how it is connected and fitting together spiritually for the Lord. So we thank you for that, God. We thank you, Lord, for them to continue God, to continue in prayer, God, just continue to give them those unctions, God, in prayer, Father God, and even the groanings, Lord. Thank you, God, that even the earth, it groans, God. We thank you, God, that let these intercessors even hear the groanings that are coming forth in creation. Father God, that you might be known, that you might be seen, Father God. When we thank you that the intercessors put it into words, God, Lord, even prophetic prayers and prophetic unctions. And thank you, God. Even if they have to pray in the spirit, God, and they're just picking up on the groaning, God, for their spirit to spirit, deep to deep, Father God, we thank you for it in Jesus' name. So let me ask you, Julia May, is that something that you have done or you're doing? Is this generational type of faith promise or prayer yourself? Through your family?
Yeah, I've been praying for my children, like I said, and we also, like, in the morning have prayer meetings, so we, you know, praying for family and stuff, you know, for God to have his way in his life.
Mm-hmm. So you join prayer groups for families?
Like, no, our church, we have 6:30 prayer meeting Monday through Friday, so, you know,
uh-huh.
So I'll join in that,
Oh, okay. So maybe it's something with that. Maybe there's a connection there with the so the community type of thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So thank you, Lord. And now is that, okay, hold on. I remember her name. It's not, it's your friend, right? Who told you about PGN?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Not Sophia.
Yeah.
Tell me her name.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Sylvia,
yes. I knew it was an S. Okay, Sylvia, okay, very good. Okay. So, Father, we just thank you, Lord, for Julia May's role in that, God, and her stance, Lord, her dedication unto you and to the community, Father God, and just her unselfishly praying, Lord, and interceding and standing in the gap for others, Father God. We ask that you bless her, Lord, and we know that prayer begets prayer, Father God, so that you cover her, Lord. She's covered in your ministry of prayer, Father God, in Jesus' name. And we thank you for her household as well, that you cover them, Lord, that they reap your blessing, God, and just your, and I want to say trifold glory. I have no idea specifically what that means. So thank you, Father. I just really just going to say it. So I'm just going to bring it forward, I should say. So we thank you for that, Father, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your glory, God, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. And just say it again. Your trifold glory, God. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for speaking, Father. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, so there's something there. I'm not saying more on that, but so praise God. Well, how are you doing?
Just fine. Doing just fine. Jumping doing fine, too.
Oh, good. Good. Very good. Glad to hear that.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Now, do you have any prayer requests with us this evening for us, for you?
You covered it fine. Yeah.
Okay.
You walk, want to get close and walk with God, and because I'm still looking for my work and everything, but I thank God mainly for in the jump of doing good. She's not swelling back up again, so that's good.
Good. Okay. So, Father, let's just pray about the job thing, because I know you've been searching for a while. So, Father, we just thank you, Lord, even for your providence in that, God. We thank you for providence in a job, Lord, for Julia May, Father God. We thank you, Lord, that it would be suited and fitted for her, God, that it would delight her heart, Lord, that it would bring a pleasure, Lord, for her to work with her hands, Lord, before you, as your word says, too, that you give us the power to get wealth is in our hands, God, and that you bless our hands, Father God. So let her job be a blessing to her, Father. And we thank you for the position, for the opening, God, and for the favor on that, Father God. We thank you, Lord, for preserving her up to the providence, Father, even along the way, Lord. We thank you, God, for your grace and your mercy, and that you do, Lord. You do, as we read in Psalm 139, God, that you have and you hold, Lord, all knowledge over man, God, and all glory, Father God, that you are so sustaining in our lives, Lord. We thank you, God, for your investment and your involvement in our lives, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Oh, yes.
Amen. Yeah, I remember, I can think of a couple testimonies where people are sharing, but they have a lot of callers. I just kind of do it briefly, but, or a handful of callers, you know, where they were looking for a place where they wanted to work for a while, and they maybe tried before, mm-hmm. and either there wasn't a job opening or it just didn't work out. Nothing ever came together. And then one person, which was my brother, I've shared this before, he wanted to work at this one place. Anyways, when they changed supervisors at his work, and for whatever reason, the supervisor just was not, anyway, they had to, you know, as corporations do sometimes reshape and resize and stuff. So they ended up giving him a 2 weeks notice, which was unbeknownst to him. He had, like, he didn't see it coming. It totally threw him off. And he had a family and, you know, people, you know, that's kind of difficult, you know. So in the midst of that, he just had a thought of like, hey, why don't I try this one place? Like, I always wanted to work over. Let me see what happens. There was an opening and he ended up getting a job there. So it had been years, you know, that he had thought and looked, and then it just so happens one thing led to another.
Right.
And So I've seen that happen where the Lord will, and his grace, he'll put his grace on it where you see it, and the door will be open to you. The door will be open, but it's because of God's grace. It'll seem easy. I know I say this sometimes here, is that when God's grace is on it, it almost seems easy, but it's actually the grace of God, and that we can't mistake in the grace of God for like, oh, hey, I just happened to get the email and blah, 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 you know. So, yeah. So that's good. So praise God. Well, thank you for joining us. God bless you, and thank you for your prayers for your community. Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. Tell Sylvia. Send our love to Sylvia.
Okay.
Bye. Bye. Thank you, Joanna. Okay, now this is 828989. This is the lovely Jennifer from North Carolina, right?
Hey, Deborah. It is. It's Jennifer. How are you doing?
Good. Good. How are you?
I'm doing well.
Good. Okay, let me just write down a couple. Just make sure I write down the rest of these callers before I pray for you. I'm on. Let's see. Hold on a second. I think I got it. Okay, so Father, thank you, Lord, for Jennifer, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Father, I just bring her before your altar, God, in the name of Jesus. So, Ellie, you know the name of the Lord? Ellie, how do you say it? Let me see. I think I can spell it. Let me go to Google. Yes, it's E-L-O-H-I-M. I know that I'm saying it right. The meaning of God, a singular Hebrew God of Israel, the Old Testament. Sure, I don't know if it has to do with E-L. Sometimes I know it's at the name of the Lord. I would maybe check into that a little bit more. Yeah, I don't know if there's any significance to it. I just want to keep praying. If there's any connection and significance to that with Yahweh as well, I'm not sure. I'm the God. You know, the one, it could just be the one true God we find you guys. So, Father, we thank you for that, God. We just lift up the one true God before her, God. We just lift that up as a banner, God, your name above her, Father, God. We just thank you, Lord, for her looking unto you, who is the author and the finisher of her faith, Father, God. In Jesus' name, Lord, I thank you that she keeps looking to you, Father God, in Jesus' name. And I thank you for the banner with your name, Lord, the E-L-I-O-H-I-M, I think it is, about Elihum. I don't know if I'm saying that right. So, Father, we thank you for that, God, that you are lifted up, God, that you are sustaining, Lord, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father God, even for the stakes, Lord, that secure your placement in the land that she walks in, Father God. We thank you for that, Lord. We thank you, God, that it's secure in Jesus' name, Lord, that you set your stakes and you set your claims, Father God, as she keeps looking to you, God. We thank you, Lord, just for the groundedness in that, in the name of Jesus. And thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Okay, thank you, Lord. Yeah, there's something there. There's something, because something's stirring in my spirit, but I can't pick up on it. And I don't know if it's that E-L is used for other names. Oh, yes, I guess it's, well, no, they use like Jehovah Rapha, Jehovah. But I don't know if E-L is used with other names, concordance with other names of the Lord as well. So, Father, we thank you, Lord. I know what verse. Okay, hold on a second. When it was the looking to the Lord, which we know, I believe that was Hebrews, that he is the author and the finisher of your faith. But also it says, in Luke 21:28, it says, now when these things begin to happen, which they're actually talking about in time, look up and lift up your heads because your redemption draws near. So I thank you, Father God, that even as you tell us to look up, Father God, and keep looking to you, Lord, I thank you for every significance in which that means, Lord, and the declaration of that, Father God, Lord, that we are seated in heavenly places, Father God, and that she would be able to see what is happening, Father God, in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Lord, that you would just bless her eyes, to give her eyes to see what is happening, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord. And I thank you, Lord, that you would even strengthen her heart with the courage, God, to step into the things that she sees or what are happening, God, that she would become congruent with the things on earth as they are in heaven, God. So just as you keep looking to the Lord and you see his name, as I declared earlier, and he's setting those stakes and making his claims. So as you're looking to him, and then what you see in the spirit, you know, it's revealed to you that you begin to, you know, he's establishing that on earth. Then you begin to walk in that, and you're establishing things in heaven, you know, that you're setting your stakes and setting your claims in heaven as he is in you. So there's ascending and descending happening, you know, his rule and his reign is taking place. So we thank you, God, Lord, for the congruency, Lord, in the spirit of what's happening, Father God, in the faith, Lord, and in the actions, Lord, in Jennifer's life, Father God. And we thank you, Lord, we thank you, Father God, that she would just herald even what she sees and what she knows, God, even begin to, and putting it into words, Father God, and then showing her the steps and the actions to take, Lord, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, we thank you for that, Father, in the name of Jesus. So even if there's things that the Lord has showed you, in the past that you've never really translated well into human language, you know, like an experience maybe you had in prayer or something that you've seen mm-hmm. in worship, you know, one time or in corporate worship. Mm-hmm. I would begin to share some of those things. And, you know, even if you just speak them out loud before, maybe even before the Lord, if that's, you know, the place that you feel most comfortable, and see how the Lord doesn't begin for that to begin to actually take shape. And create take a creative shape to it as you bring that forth. So there's something, you know, because when he spoke all creation into existence, then, you know, as a spoken word, it was created. So there's something there and speaking it forth that is creating some sort of momentum or motion, putting things into motion. On earth as it is in heaven. So we thank you, Lord, for what you're doing, Father God. We thank you, Lord, just for the momentum, Lord, as well, Father God, and even the delight to look to you, Father God, and the establishment of your claims and of your staking, God. And we thank you for your banner that is over her, Father God. In Jesus' name, and Lord, I just pray that you would teach her what it means to keep looking to you, God, what that means, Lord, in a practical sense, Father God, and how that's demonstrated on earth as you've declared unto us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Well, thank you. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah, I need to get back to writing. It's been a while. It's been a while, and definitely share my testimonies. Yeah, I was feeling that. Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay, very good. Well, praise God for that. Yeah, that's cool.
You will hear you. When I think of, he uses his names quite frequently with me, but that is one that he, you know, that I haven't heard too much of, but that is, I believe that's the place where he's ushering me, you know, to know him as all powerful and mighty in my life. And so I guess it's just a maturing.
Yeah, that's very cool. But that is cool. I haven't heard many people say when they think on the names of the Lord for him to be almighty and all-powerful. So that is really, there's something there even to ponder on for all of us, really. Because a lot of people, you know, bring forth his names that bring forth his attributes and his character, and not that that doesn't, him being all, you know, mighty and powerful, but how that can help us, you know, or how that relates to us, because I think we think too much of his transcendence, which he is transcendent, but he also has his eminence, you know, towards us as well. And his, you know, being mighty and powerful, that he does have an eminence towards us with that as well. And I think that there's something to grasp in the power of that. So praise God for that. Even saying that and bringing that forth. So.
Right. I think you tied it in because I think I have to check, and I'm not sure about this, but if I remember correctly, when he spoke, you know, when he created the earth, that was the name in scripture. So, you know, just calling forth things, I can see where that ties in with what you said about being creative.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the Lord really is passionate about creation and what he creates. He's very passionate about that. And we do read that. And, you know, when we read the account of it, you can see just how, how he brings that forth and his passion and energy and creativity for it. So it's just very cool.
That's awesome. So thank you.
Thank you too. Yes. God bless you. Is there anything we can pray with you for? Thank you.
I just feel a lot of overwhelm lately, just a lot of things needing to be done, and I just feel like I'm being pulled in multiple directions, and I'm only one person, and so it's just trying to find balance and setting priorities. And strength. I just need strength and rest, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Got a lot going on.
And what?
Just have a lot all at the same time going on, and a lot of, I haven't had much time for me, you know, to take care of myself. You know, a lot of other people just depending on me for things. Mm-hmm. My parents are moving, and then a neighbor I'm helping out, and just, it's just, I mean, many friends that I haven't gotten back with yet that I feel I've been neglecting. It's just that the time thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I don't
want
to neglect God in the process, you know, he's priority, but I don't feel like I've made him as much of a priority as I have in the past just because of all the distractions. So greater focus.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I understand. And sometimes it used to be for a while, there were people, well, actually the Lord had them cross my path and speak this into my life. They didn't really know each other or hear each other say this, but they were actually very much doers and servers of the Lord. And not that I'm not a doer of the Lord, but very much, you know, like people who just, like, mainly they just do and serve and do and serve. And anyway, I mean, one woman was talking to me about how that is her worship, is to serve the Lord, and that she's worshiping the Lord. And the way that she described it, I was like, well, I never thought about it like that, but I'd like to understand it more the way she's talking about, you know. And some of my parents got older, specifically my mother-in-law and father-in-law when they moved here. And then when my mother-in-law moved in, it was very, it took a lot of energy and a lot of my time, but I also felt God's grace on it because I was doing it in a way that was honoring him. I mean, not that I got it all right and never didn't get on each other's nerves or anything like that, but I did feel God's grace on it and saying I was doing his word in a way that was obedience with a sacrifice and that was honoring to him. And he knew my sacrifice, and I could feel his grace and his presence with me to continue on, you know. So let me just pray that for you. So, Father, we just thank you, Lord, for Jennifer, Lord, and her heart to serve. Lord, her heart to even want to have balance, Lord, and make sure she's not neglecting anything in herself, Lord, and that she would, you know, as your word says, to love the Lord your God with all of your heart, strength, soul, and mind, to love yourself and to love your neighbor, God. So I thank you, Lord, that she would have that order, Lord, that you've placed, Lord, in loving you and loving herself and loving others, Father. And I thank you, Lord, that even for the preservation of her time, Lord, or energy or whatever she needs to preserve for her, God, that would strengthen her, God, and that your grace would be on it and with her, Lord. I ask, Lord, that you would give her those ideas, Lord, those solutions, Father God, in her time, Lord. And I pray in areas, Lord, where she's hesitant or feels obligated or over-obligated, Lord, that she would place those before you as well, Father God, that you would help her, Lord, in her scheduling, Father God, and in her commitments, Lord, and in her priorities, as she says, Father, we thank you for solutions, for the impartation of wisdom, for solutions for her, Father God, in her schedule and in her week, Lord, and all those things, Lord, that she holds dear to her heart, Father. So we thank you, Lord, that you would even undergird her with strength, Lord, by your grace, Father God, to accomplish all that is before her and her day, Lord, and not that she has to be all and do all, God, but she would know how to navigate her schedule, Lord, and her priorities. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. God bless you.
God bless.
Bye-bye. Okay, thanks. Bye-bye. Okay, hold on. Okay, our next caller is 804-218. Good evening. Thank you for calling. Who am I speaking to? Nope. 804-218, good evening. Who am I speaking to? Where are you calling from? I think I might be on mute. 804-218. Good evening. Can you hear me? Okay. I might need to come back to your phone line, 804. Let's see if I can see who this is. Not sure who that is. I'm sorry. We'll come back to you. Okay, I think they might have just stepped away for a minute. Okay, 817. I mean, yeah, 817-691. Good evening. Thank you for calling. 817-691. I'm not sure. Thank you for calling. I don't know. I hope it's not my phone.
It's not. It's
oh,
me. Hi, how you doing? How you
good.
Doing? My name is Leonard Charles. I'm calling from Texas. It's real loud, so I'm gonna turn it muted.
Okay, wait. Did you say your name is Leonard?
Yes, Leonard.
Leonard. Okay. Okay. Thank you. Thank you for calling. Okay. I'm gonna mute you and pray for you. So thank you. There's so much background noise. Thank you. So, Father, we thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. We thank you for Leonard, Father. There we go. We thank you for Leonard, Father God, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father, for covering him, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for just protecting him, Lord, and covering him, God, protecting him from the enemy. Lord, I thank you, Father God, that you would give him wisdom, and the discernment, the discernment to know and to sense, like to be intuitive to spiritual attacks, spiritual schemes of the enemy. So I say the Lord protecting you, but in a way where you're actually building a discerning skill. In Jesus' name, and so I thank you, Father God, for even putting those weapons in his hand, Father God, and the sword and the shield, Father God. We thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Thank you for just the protection, God, and the preservation in the name of Jesus. Thank you for that, Father. Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, and thank you, Lord, for building strength. Strengthening him. In Jesus' name, we thank you for that, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness and your kindness unto him, Lord, your faithfulness, your steadfast love. We thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name, Lord, that he would be sure-footed. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father God, in Jesus' name. And even there's a Lord, place his feet upon the rock, Lord, that you would be his fortress, Lord. We thank you, Father, for putting joy in his heart to praise you, Father, in Jesus' name. Even amidst the battle, God, even So we thank you, Lord, for even those battles and those things that are happening, Lord, that they are not, Lord, they are, he might be aware of them, but they are, the Lord is protecting you again, and that you are the discernment to, it's not truly fully affecting you. You might be aware of it around you, but it's not truly have its full, discourse with you. It is, you are learning your skill and you're being strengthened, and the Lord is even giving you the tools. So again, see the sword and a shield. So I thank you, Lord, for even building the tools internally as well, for him to hear and to know and to see. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you for that.
You're welcome. Is there anything we can pray for you with, Leonard?
Well, you can just pray for my wife and my kids. My wife, she's her knees been bothering her. She's been having back sciatic nerve problems and things like that. And just pray for my kids. But everything you were saying, I have been praying, asking the Lord to give my daughter discernment. And also to deal with me on discernment as well. And, you know, I'm reading. I read every morning. And, you know, some of my biggest things are, Lord, to be able to help me, to give me the power like you gave the disciples back in those days, Peter and Paul and them, had discernment to deal with the people right up front, to know who's in your corner, who's not. Things
not
to deal with, things like that. So I appreciate your prayers for that.
Yeah. So very cool. Okay, yes. And what is your wife's first name?
Deborah.
Her name?
Her name is Deborah.
Oh, your wife's name is Deborah?
Yes.
Oh, okay. All right. Has she called into the program before?
No, she has not.
Oh, okay. So, Father, we, Lord, we pray for Deborah, God, and her knees, Lord, and this nerve condition, Lord, her sciatic nerve, Father, in Jesus' name. Lord, we ask, Lord, that you would relieve pain and ease pain in her body, God, and that you would restore health to her, Father, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, just for your mighty acts, Lord, that you do of even provision, Father, that you do miracles and mighty acts of provision, God, to preserve, Father. So we thank you, Father God, and praying in faith, Lord, to be released to her, your healing virtue and your healing character. According to your word, Lord, we know that you are the one who holds all excellence of power, God, and we pray in faith and obedience to your word, Lord, looking to you, claiming, Lord, and reclaiming, Father God, your majesty and your excellence of power to be released to Deborah, God, for her knees, Lord, to be strengthened and healed, and for her sciatic nerve, Father God, for relief and pain to be released from her body, Father. And we thank you, Lord, let there be a noticeable difference, Father God, and spring forth, as Isaiah 58:8 says, Lord, to spring forth in the morning, God, and bring forth her healing, and let it be upon your wings, Lord, and that your glory, Lord, would be her rear guard and would go before her, Father. I should look up Isaiah 58:8. So, Father, I just pray that over her, God, and I pray for their children as well. God, we thank you that they would grow in wisdom and stature and favor with God and man, Lord. We thank you, Father, and just ask these things, Lord, and that, the Lord said about his children, I have no greater joy than knowing my children walk in the light. So we pray this over Leonard's children, Lord, that they, him and Deborah, have no greater joy than knowing that their children walk in the light, Lord. So we thank you, Father. Let them have armors of light and to walk in you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you for that.
You're welcome. God bless you, and you take care.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, and we're going to go to, hold on a second. Alrighty. Open your phone line here. 605-390. Good evening. Thank you for calling. Am I speaking to you? Where are you from?
Hello. Carla from Arkansas.
Carla from Arkansas?
Uh-huh. Yep.
Carla. Carla from Arkansas. Okay, well, thank you so much for joining us. I lost your other caller, so apologize for that. Okay, so Carla, Father, we thank you, Lord, for Carla, Lord. We just come and bring her to your altar, God. We thank you, Lord, for your altar of grace. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. So I kind of see you at the altar and holding hands with many people, like to your left and to your right. There's probably, I don't know, maybe there's several people to your right and several, you know, anywhere from 8 to 12 people on one side and then the other side. It's very reverent before his altar. Definitely his presence and faith is present at the altar of the Lord. And so I don't know if it's just a type of friendship, if it's a type of intercession where you bring others to the altar of the Lord and pray for them and intercede for them. And, you know, and sometimes even in doing that, it is carrying the friendship of the Lord too, where you have friendship with not only who you're praying for, but it's also a friendship of the Lord, you know, because he continues his ministry and he continues to minister in prayer and in intercession. And he's also praying for us, you know, he's praying for all of us by name. And, you know, that our faith wouldn't fail. And it's very precious to come before him in faith. And there's something too, it's like you can feel the fire in it. You can feel the fire, and what I mean is the it's like the coals are already burning, you know, that existence of the fire where the coals are already burning and are preserved, you know, preserving the flame and preserving that and coming before him definitely opens a way of faith. I don't even know, actually I'm seeing it like even in a church realm. So I don't know if there's a type of dedication and devotion that you have for his church. And it could, that could be a practical element or a spiritual element, you know, at the altar in prayer, like praying for the body of Christ. So I thank you for that, Lord, in Jesus' name. Okay, and then as I said that, as I said the word body of Christ, I said the word Christ, then I've seen this movement happen where you were in robes, and but it was, and not a full baptism, but feet were being washed, stepping into, and this feet being washed. And so I thank you for that, Lord. In Jesus' name. And again, your prayer, as I prayed for, I think, Julia May earlier, like had very much more like a community type thing on that. This is your, it's just not just you. There's some activity with others. And I believe the body of Christ in some fashion. So the washing of feet. And so, and even, okay, so your role in that is, it's somehow like teachable or instructable to the others in washing of feet, because you're there in the robe and you're barefoot, but you're also navigating with the other people and kind of talking to them. So I don't know if it's a way of you teaching them, instructing them, but it's all done in love. I will say this, because in the grace of God, because it is taking place at the altar of the Lord, which means it's not, you know, there's nothing in your flesh that wants to be seen by this other than that the Lord is revealing it. So, Lord, I thank you, God, for the preciousness of that, Lord, and what takes place. And sometimes when we have a place before the Lord, you know, that we continually pursue him and he shows up, it can become actually very anointed. You know, so it becomes very anointed. You know, even the Word of God says that Jesus, you know, talks about him, how he prayed in loud cries and a loud voice and different, you know, he would go to the mountain, he went out in the sea, but it also says that he went to a certain place, you know, so it must have been a place that was very familiar to him, and he set up a place for him to go between him and the Father, a certain place where it was just Jesus and the Father. And that can be very anointed, very, you know, that's one thing about our new home that I feel like in some ways I have to establish that place of prayer, that certain place. Like I had certain places in my other home where I just walked into the room and my heart just poured out like water, you know, in those certain places. And I even had people come and visit, show me my house, and someone say to me later, you pray in that room, don't you? Because I can feel the presence of God. I can feel the presence of God in that. So even as I'm saying that, I can like feel the presence of God, your time with the presence of the Lord, and how it's activated and poured out. So I thank you, God, for the preciousness of that. Lord, I thank you for all that she, those that she will affect in the body of Christ, Lord, and just the cleansing and the feet washing and all that that represents. I'm sure there's even a greater depth to that than that's being brought forth. So I thank you, God. We thank you, Lord, for her serving you in such a manner, Lord, that brings you honor and glory and builds faith within the body of Christ, God. Yeah, that's building faith in the body of Christ, Lord. So we thank you for that. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
I'm not sure what it means. I know I've just recently found an online group to, you know, that helps, like, grow in your calling and that kind of thing. So I don't know if that possibly has to do with it.
Okay. And sometimes, too, like the body of Christ, even though the word is used and his, it could, you know, actually even be your family as well, because we certainly are first and foremost, you know, it could be your family as well. So I just want to say that. So it's not, even though I'm using a formal word, it doesn't necessarily mean it's the formal brick and mortar type of thing. But there's an S to it. It's very much aligned with the Word of God and his purposes and his will. And just something really very precious about it. And I think, you know, even when people join hands with you, that you help build faith in their life. Like that feels really strong to me, you know. And, you know, the Word of God says, without faith, it's impossible to please God. And so when we can even breathe life and put wind and sails into people's faith, you know, we have, it's so, there's such an importance to that. I think that gets overlooked and missed at times because it actually pleases the Father. So you're creating, it's just creating something so precious and sustaining things on earth and helping people finish their race with their faith. You know, there's so much to faith and to be one to join hands with someone to actually help them build their faith and be strengthened in that. And like the feet washing thing, I would like, if I had more time, I would look and see what all the elements that that represents and what that instills in someone's life. And, you know, there's a service there, you know, that's why, I mean, I know that part, you know, it's a service. And it says that you're honoring the other person more than yourself. That's why I'm saying it could be your family as well, you know, where you're setting aside right. things in your, yeah. So, yeah, but there's something very precious there with it. And even your faith alone, you know.
Okay. Well, that sounds great. I could use some prayer for, well, me and my husband. I don't know. It might have something possibly to do with him. We're separated right now. And I would just like prayer for that because I'm not sure which way to go with it. I feel like God just told me just to pray for him. And
okay.
because he's really got some issues. So I don't know. I just would like prayer for that and prayer for, I'm in Arkansas right now, but, you know, I keep wanting to move, but I can't find a job, and I don't know why I can't find a job. I've had several people tell me that, you know, they feel like God has me here by myself for a reason and maybe to draw closer to him and spend more time with him. Where I don't have no family, no nothing here. So, and sometimes mm-hmm. when it's for myself, I have a hard time knowing what he's telling me. So,
yeah,
just prayer for that.
Okay. Well, thank you, Lord, for Carla, God. We thank you for her heart, Lord, and her humble plea, Lord, that she placed before you, Lord. We petition you, Father, on behalf of her household, Lord, on behalf of her family, Lord, every need that she's placing before you, Father God, in Jesus' name. We ask for your providence, for your provision and your preservation to be with her, Lord. We ask for your wisdom, Lord, and provision to be with her and her husband, Father, in Jesus' name. We thank you for that, Lord, and we thank you, Lord, you know, and maybe the taking of hands things is what, Lord, that you would open doors, and even if it's this online thing, Lord, for her to take hands with other people, Father God, and to build something in faith before your altar, God, where they serve one another, Lord. So we thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in our life, Lord, and how you're unfolding your ways, Lord. And we thank you, Holy Spirit, that you lead her into all truth as you speak to her directly, Lord, and that you are her defender, her advocate, her joy, Lord, her helper, her instructor, Father, her refuge, Father God. And we thank you, Lord, for just your precious presence to be with her, Lord, and to direct her as she continues to trust in you and acknowledge you, even if she's this evening, and all of her ways, God, that you would direct her steps and her path. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. God bless you. Thank you for joining us tonight.
Thank you. Good night.
Bye-bye. Okay, friends, here we go. We're moving on to okay, hold on. I'm sorry. We have 919-292. Good evening. Am I speaking to you? Where are you calling from? 919. Good evening. Sometimes people put their phone on mute, and I do it too. Sometimes, and then if you step out of the room for a second. So 919-292. Good evening. Thank you for joining us tonight. Am I speaking to? Okay, I might need to come back. Okay, I'll come back. Thank you. Okay, 251-229. Good evening. Am I speaking to? Where are you calling from?
Good evening. This is Sarah calling from Alabama.
Hey, Sarah.
Hi.
Hi. Well, thank you so much for joining us. Let me pray for you this evening. Father, we thank you for Sarah. Yeah, Lord, we thank you for Sarah, Father God. We just lift her up to you, Lord, and we just come to your throne and at your altar, Father. Jesus' name, we thank you for your peace And your grace, Father God. We thank you, Lord, for robes of righteousness, God. We thank you, Lord, for, I don't know, if this is a robe, or a cloak, a type of garment, like over your shoulders, so robe. It could be a cloak. So we thank you, Father God, just for your covering her, God, your robe, Lord. Just the verse where it talks about, or in the word it talks about, Lord, so the Lord is like giving you these articles at his altar. So there is this garment. It could be a robe of righteousness. There is a type of a crown or a headpiece of some sort. And then there's a something in your hand as a tool, kind of like a scepter, but not like let's say someone who had a scepter had an apprentice, it would be that. So, I don't even know if that makes sense, but Father, we thank you for that. Not ordaining, but and it was adorning you with these items. So Father, we thank you for that, Lord, that they be used for your purpose and your glory. And we know that in the Lord that is his providence as well. Is that he, the purpose of his providence is that he receives glory for it. So certainly that's how he's going to care for us. When he cares for the community, even feeding the 5,000, the purpose of the providence and the care, even in Joseph's life, in feeding the many so that God can receive the glory, that the whole community shouts joy and praise to the Lord. So thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father God, in Jesus' name. That was a side note. So, Father, we thank you, Lord, for adorning Sarah, Father God, with your garments, Lord, with the head crown-like item, Father God, and this thing in her hand, kind of like a scepter. It's similar to a scepter, and it would function like a scepter, but it's like holding the scepter as an apprentice, if that makes sense. So it's like, it still has a, like, not necessarily, it's not a full scepter. I don't know why I would say that. As if you would imagine what a scepter would look like in your mind, and then like a, not necessarily a smaller version, but somewhat of a scepter, like if you could pull a scepter out of a scepter, would be that. So we thank you, Lord, just for the skill and what you're building, Lord. We thank you for trusting her, God, with such loyalty, Father, and faithfulness, Lord, in Jesus' name, God. We thank you for that. We thank you for the exchange of that, God, in Jesus' name. Like, yeah, it's almost like you're being rewarded for the loyalty and the faithfulness to the Lord, and that, there's that, and I've never seen this, so this is why I'm kind of like struggling and stumbling over my words, is that I haven't seen these things before. And the understanding, I think what stops me is my understanding, is so the scripture that tells us our prayers, when they fill up the bowls in heaven, then they're poured out upon us. And, but I've never heard, so I'm trying to grasp the understanding of you being rewarded in some sense, but by the Lord's doing and his unction and his service is how he sees your loyalty and your faithfulness, and then offering you even because of that, because of your loyalty and your faithfulness to the Lord, he is adorning you with these gifts. And so he's trusting you that you've proven yourself before him in a trustworthy manner. So we thank you for that, God. We just honor her even here before you, Lord, and what you're doing in her life, God. And we thank you, Lord, that so be it unto her according to your word, Lord, in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Lord, that just for the continuation of the faithfulness and loyalty, God, that you truly would, Lord, receive the glory for the garments receive the glory for the scepter-like item apprenticeship, and receive the glory, God, for the crowning and the headpiece, Father. So we thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, I'm thankful tonight, you know, while you were praying with the other prayer partners and the other partners of PGN, I was in Proverbs, actually, 14. And so what the Lord gave you to say is really phenomenal, because as we were praying, I was praying with everyone that you pray for, and then I was praying in the Word as well. So I'm excited, you know, that He gave you those words to say. I am just, Lord, thank you. I thank you, Lord, for leading and guiding, you know, and His leading and guiding through life is the only way that I want, you know, and being humble and grateful. And every day, I think, I don't know about everybody else, but I'm thankful just to wake up in the morning, you know, and give Him just glory, everything that's due to Him, you know. So I'm thankful to the Word on tonight, you know. The Lord is really blessing, especially in the words of being humble and the words of having loyalty and being rewarded. So I'm really excited about that, and I'm thankful to you, woman of God, as well, for being a light, and that He uses you to be a light into people's tunnels that calls, that needs it, you know. Mm-hmm. So that's a blessing as well.
Well, thank
and
you.
And then you have such, yeah, and then you have such a humble voice, and it's so prophetic as well. So I'm thankful to that too.
Oh, thank you. Well, thank you. That's really amazing. And God bless you for, you know, your faithfulness too, for to pray for the other people and to intercede and just to open up that, you know, unlock another realm of the presence of the Lord, you know, with your faith, because really, you know, that is how it happens, you know. And so, because sometimes you can pray for someone, you know, more so like one-on-one, where they are, you're actually carrying them in faith. It's like your faith is carrying them to the altar of God, to the throne room of God, you know. And so sometimes when I pray for people one-on-one, I will sense that, like, oh, this is all my faith is being carried. And it's harder to sense the, as a different, there's a different connection in my spirit when I pray. But when faith is activated, it flows. There is such a greater flow. It's more like, you know, it's like going from the hose to a fire hydrant, you know. So it's just, there's something about that unlocks when someone comes and prays in faith. I can really sense it when I start praying for them. I could just sense the presence of faith unlocking things and just really opening up within heaven. You know, like it's just a different flow. I don't know how else to explain it, but I can pick it up in my spirit. So God bless you.
God bless you too. And that's a blessing that the Lord has, you know, given you the gift, that He gave you the gift that you're able to go into another realm of the Spirit of God, you know, and Jesus can just overwhelm you with that, so that you'll be able to tell the other people that's calling on PGN the glory of the Lord Jesus. So that is phenomenal. And I thank the Lord for you. I really do.
Oh, well, that was a blessing. Thank you so much. I was not expecting that. And thank you. I do appreciate that. Thank you so much. God bless you, too. Is there anything?
God
do you need
you.
Prayer for anything before we let you go?
Well, if there's anybody else in the prayer line, I don't want to. I mean, I would like to pray, but if there's somebody else waiting to.
There's three people.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna let them get in and get some prayer time in, and then I'll just catch you on next week if the Lord says the same.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. Okay. Thank you. God bless you.
God bless you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, friends, we need to go. Let me go back here to 919-292. Good evening. Who am I speaking to? Where are you calling from? Hello, can you hear me? 919? Okay, I'm pretty sure I'm on mute on their phone line. So I'm not hearing anything in the background. Okay, so let me jump down to 903-918. Good evening. Thank you for calling.
Good evening.
Who am I speaking to?
This is Michelle from Texas.
Michelle from Texas. Thank you so much for joining us. Okay. Thank you, Father. Lord, we just thank you for Michelle, Father, in Jesus' name. Lord, we thank you, God, for all that you're doing, Lord. I don't know if there's a type of authority, a type of position of authority. I don't understand everything necessarily, how things happen spiritually, and then they happen in the natural. I mean, I know that that's the process. First it happens spiritually, and then it happens in the natural. So I'm seeing like a type of it's authority, like ruling favor, which there's authority in that, like of influence over people. Excuse me. So there's a type of authority, and so I thank you, Lord. Like I don't know if that's considered. Okay, so that's given to you in the spiritual. I mean, the Lord's delegated that unto you in Jesus' name. You know how some people will say, well, I've heard people say this. They'll pray, and then they'll say, like, then they felt like their prayers, like their intercede over a certain part of a city, and then they felt like their prayers not necessarily graduated, but like they now they have like a further distance, or they even feel a different authority on it, where it's far more reaching than it was before. They don't know how it happened, but it was somehow delegated from the Lord unto them. So I see that type of thing, like this delegation that was given unto you to, So, Father, we thank you for that, God, in Jesus' name. And so it's been given to you, but I don't know if it's been assigned yet because of the direction that you're looking. So it's like, I don't know if it's just been assigned to you in the spiritual given to you in the spiritual, but I'm not sure if it's like the location or the delegation on earth, the assignment of where, I'm not sure. It definitely does have the will and the purposes of God. It's just because you're facing in a different direction now. So I'm not sure the clarity of what that means. So when you were facing at the altar, now you're facing a different direction. I don't know if he's getting ready to go on the assignment, to go and to be sent to where this delegation of authority So we thank you, Lord, and in Jesus' name, God, that you, Lord, would direct her, Lord, as we know that you will, Father, because ultimately you do want to bring your name glory. God, you're so faithful in your providence and your preservation and provisions for your children, Father God, more than we could even ask, think, or imagine, Lord, that you are doing so much more, Father. So we thank you for that. In Jesus' name, Lord, and we're going to come into agreement with what heaven is praying for Michelle, Father God, Lord, and how you delegate her and assign her, Father God, and give her places, Lord. Thank you, God, for her voice and for her authority, spiritual authority, Father God, in Jesus' name. We thank you for it, God. And let it not be, let's pray for the preservation upon that, God, and for truly, Lord, for the place between you and her, for it to be released or unlocked, Lord, let that be as one, Father, with great clarity and great purity. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. I received that word. Praise
yeah.
God.
Amen.
Amen.
Glory yeah. to God. Very good. Amen. Well, thank you so much for joining us. I need to get to one other person, and I've seen that I had my eyes closed when I was praying, so I probably shouldn't have done that. But it was a delight to pray for you, so praise God. Thank you for joining us this evening.
Thank you, and God bless you. Good night.
Thank you. Thanks. Bye-bye. Okay, 847-239. Whoa, good evening. Who am I speaking to? Is this Stephanie?
Yes, Stephanie.
Okay, very good. From Illinois. Thank you, Father, for Stephanie, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We just lift her up to you, God, and before your kingdom, Lord, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father God. So see the word, I know, I think I've given you a word before about pillars. And I even seeing like you between two pillars, but the Lord giving you like the strength of Samson, you know, not that there's any, not the frailty or the shortcomings of Samson, but the strength, something of supernatural strength. You know, how he knocked the pillars, how he pushed and knocked the pillars down. So I would even go back and read that story. I don't know if there's a significance there, or maybe you just know off the top of your head when I say that, but giving you the strength to take down the things that maybe look like they were there that should no longer remain, things that should no longer remain, even though they look, they could be look like the establishment of them or tradition of men, or even, Stephanie, if you're seeing things in the church that just should not remain anymore, you know, like kind of one thing, you know, talking about even here at PGN is this whole thing about the end time things and the, you know, not that the rapture and the second coming and the millennium should not be talked about in all those things as they should be coming forth, but how we talk about them, graveling, how to talk about them, how to speak about them one to another, you know, and where we're at with that. And some things need to change, you know, and even with women, you know, I've had women say to me, you shouldn't pray. Where does it say in the Bible you could pray with another woman, you know? And I'm thinking, well, Philip had four daughters, you know, Philip's daughters prophesied, you know, there was a place for them to pray and to prophesy, you know, there's a place to do that. There is, you know, and so just the places, you know, it could be something like that the Lord giving you the strength to take down those things that are not pillars that the Lord established, you know? So, and not hastily and not like saucy, you know, or sassy or anything, you know, although sometimes some of those things can frustrate us a little bit and disturb our spirit. And it's because we're coming up against maybe tradition of men or like people who deny the power of God, you know, in some ways, you know, and so those things, giving you the strength to move those things that look like pillars, things that are established, but they do not, they're not established of the Lord, you know, but giving you the strength of Samson, that's what I see. So praise God for that. Amen. Okay, thank you everyone for joining us. Let me close your phone line there. Okay, thank you everyone for joining us, and God bless you.